It's time for the Local Beat with O'Brien, brought to you, as always, by our friends at Vandermark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry. And hey, maybe it's that time of the year, it's the holiday season. Maybe you got to get that special gift for that special someone. You can stop by Vandermark Jewelers on East Broad Street, again, in downtown Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry. Well, somebody that we trust here on the show is the guy of the Local Beat, the voice of the Local Beat, I guess you could say. That is Dave O'Brien from the Chronicle-Telegram. Dave, how are we doing today?
We're good, Rocco. Thank you.
Great to hear, Dave. Great to hear. And look, I know the weather is getting rather cold and frigid outside, but hey, summer will be here before we know it. And with summer comes the return of fireworks, as that's kind of become a topic of discussion here in the city of Elyria, especially with Elyria City Council, as they kind of determine what to do with legislation on fireworks. What's the latest here, Dave?
Yeah, so my colleague Kevin Martin filed a report about Elyria City Council just basically waiting a little longer before taking action on the local legislation that would ban or allow fireworks. You know, there was a recent City Council Utilities, Safety, and Environment Committee meeting where it kind of figured out, you know, what a potential fireworks ordinance might look like, what it permits. You know, debated whether to actually include the permitting process as part of that legislation. Back in July, the state had said that, you know, certain holidays and, you know, certain entities can, in fact, you know, set off fireworks, and they are exempt from, you know, from state laws in that regard. Lorraine has passed an ordinance on this before, but the discussion was brought forward by the councilman Andrew Lippian. You know, there are many complaints by residents over noise, debris on their properties, cars, you know, kind of late in the evening parked around or, you know, or setting off these fireworks. And there's, you know, there's only certain things that city council can do, right? Mm-hmm. There's a lot of process that belongs to state legislators that either, you know, either in the Ohio Constitution or just basically by virtue of the fact that state law kind of goes. And, you know, federal law, generally speaking, trumps state law. So you have, you know, you have at the bottom rung of that particular ladder, you have the city of Elyria issuing ordinances. And there were some questions about how that might be handled, you know, enforcement-wise, you know, possible legislation. You know, despite fireworks being banned, you know, all throughout Ohio before July of 2022, as I think we all know, if you live, you know, if you live in a neighborhood where people, you know, celebrate July 4th or celebrate other, you know, other holidays, you know, they're setting off fireworks. So, you know, before all of this, you could go just and you know, buy fireworks over the state line and then bring them back into Ohio, and all you had to do was say, "Oh, I promise not to light these off," you know. But nobody, as Councilwoman Donna Mitchell noted, nobody was abiding by that. And I quote her, "We all know that didn't happen. You know, people got them, brought them back to Elyria, shot them off." So again, there was concerns about the process. There's a lot more decisions still to go. Discussions are probably going to return to Utilities Committee in January when it meets again.
All right. Well, we'll certainly keep an eye on that moving forward. I know that always becomes kind of a hot topic, especially when that 4th of July holiday rolls around, what to do with or without fireworks. And, you know, can I light them off safely in this area? Do I have a neighbor that's going to contact the authorities? Who knows? But again, we will kind of wait and see what Elyria City Council does with the fireworks regulations again here in the city of Elyria. Elsewhere, Dave, but again, from your colleague Kevin Martin over there at the Chronicle-Telegram, this esports hub that we've talked about a couple of times. Of course, the development plans for that new esports hub to go in, basically right here on East Broad Street in downtown Elyria. It's got some more funding heading its way. What's the latest here?
Yeah, another more than $2 million coming to the esports hub from an overall $64 million that was announced by the Ohio Department of Development, supporting 54 projects as part of its Historic Preservation Tax Credit Program. This was all announced on Tuesday by Governor Mike DeWine and Lieutenant Governor John Husted, and the historic Dixon and Robinson buildings in the 400 block of Broad Street, which are owned by Elyria Block Development, LLC, will be transformed into this esports hub, competitive gaming, competitive electronic sports gaming, and that's part of a $42 million investment in downtown Elyria, and DeWine basically said that, you know, rehabilitating historic buildings not only preserves them, but also allows communities to use them for something new. And there's been a lot of discussion, a lot of talk by many people in Elyria about, you know, what the future of downtown Elyria is when all the businesses, you know, allegedly moved out and moved up to Midway Mall back in the, you know, back in the 1960s, 1970s, and then with the mall sort of disappearing and the emergence of big box stores, you know, rehabilitating downtowns. And I mean, I can think of a couple of downtowns that you can go to that you can see where the effects of this have been felt. Kent, you know, the city of Kent, for one, over in Portage County. Mm-hmm. I've spent a lot of time there, and you can see sort of what some of these tax credits and what some of this investment has brought there. It looks wholly different than it did, you know, 15, 20 years ago. But basically, these grants, this money, that again, written about by my colleague Kevin Martin, who's covering the city of Elyria, you know, this basically boosts the opportunity to renovate almost 70,000 square feet of the Dixon Building and the Robinson Building next door, and put in this 230-seat esports arena, a restaurant, office, classrooms, studio space, you name it, it's supposed to go in there. Also, that project also has a 76,000 square foot apartment building, 381 Broad Street, and there should be 51 units in that, a wine bar, underground parking, and the estimated investment beyond that should create 150 full-time jobs and another 300, almost 350 construction jobs for downtown Elyria. So this project has received money in the past. You know, there's other state programs that have kind of thrown money at this issue. And also for some of the cleanup in the area, it received what's called a brownfield grant to clean up any debris or anything else that might be in the soil there, and kind of do some testing and just make sure that this area is is able to accommodate that structure with no environmental impact.
Slowly but surely, it seems like progress continues to be made there, again, with that planned esports hub in plans, again, for the renovation of the Dixon Building and the adjoining Robinson Building. And I think one of the key things you mentioned there, Dave, the estimated 150 full-time jobs that this project will potentially create, along with just shy of 350 construction jobs. I think that's pretty crucial right there, especially as more people continue to try and get out there into the workforce and things like that. So we'll continue to keep an eye on that as well. Again, for more on that esports hub, you can read up in Tuesday's Chronicle Telegram. Kevin Martin had the latest there, also online at chronicletea.com. Dave O'Brien is our guest this morning, though, from the Chronicle Telegram, part of this morning's local beat, brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry. Dave, what are you and your colleagues over there at the CT working on this week as far as upcoming stories go?
A whole bunch, actually. Finishing up our reporting on the Chronicle Telegram's Not Forgotten Box distribution, that's a fine program that we're all a part of, and that people have been very generous this season, very generous for the Not Forgotten Box. So we'll have some more reporting on the distribution process for those donations. Jason Hawk doing some work about an internal investigation at Wellington Police Department. You'll find out some of the results of that in his story. And yeah, also I spent the better part of the last week in court, and some updates on some things that happened in court. Plenty of other stories in the Chronicle Telegram print edition or at chronicletea.com.
You heard the man. Pick up a copy of the Chronicle Telegram today, or you can find that digital e-edition online over at chronicletea.com. All right, Dave, that brings us to my favorite time of the week. What do you have for this week's Scanner story?
Well, again, from our friends over at Northeast Ohio Scanner on Twitter, at @NEO_scan, we're going to go back and have a deadline. Gosh, Dateline Parma. Quote a dispatcher: the vehicle from Mr. Hero was not stolen. He just forgot where he parked it. Unquote.
Oh no, not the Mr. Hero vehicle, but what about my buttery cheesesteaks and the extra BTT or whatever they call the extra big tasty sandwich, whatever it is. Man, that is you can't forget the vehicle. You know, Dave, fun fact, I had not tried a Roman burger up until about 5 years ago or so. Whew, life changing. Gotta tell you that much. You a fan of the Roman burger?
I think you just blasphemed there, Rocco. I think everybody needs to try their own burger. This not brought to you by Mr. Hero.
Oh no, certainly not an ad place for Mr. Hero. Oh gosh, no. I'm just saying I'd gotten so much flack for years for that. Like, what do you mean you've never tried one? It's like a sub and a burger at the same time. It's amazing. I'm like, all right, fine, I'll give it a whirl. I had like three within that same week that I tried my first one. It was unbelievable. But other people can't try them if we're missing the Mr. Hero vehicle. So we got to make sure we find that part of this week's Scanner Story. Wow, entertaining Scanner Story as always, good sir. And again, for the latest from Dave and all of his colleagues over there at the Chronicle Telegram, pick up a copy of the Chronicle Telegram today. Or again, that digital e-edition is online at chronicletea.com. Dave, thank you as always for the time, good sir. We appreciate it. Have a great rest of the week. We'll catch up some more next Wednesday.
That's great, Rocco. We'll talk to you then.